From the Bailiwick Express newsroom, I'm Laura Clayton. A portable barbecue sparked a large gorse fire in Guernsey at the weekend, which took 6 hours for firefighters to completely extinguish. Those responsible had breached the lockdown and put themselves, the emergency services, and other members of the public at risk by doing so, said Guernsey Police. Jersey's chief ministers maintained the COVID-19 antibody tests that have arrived in the island are sufficient for the government's purposes, despite admitting some accuracy issues have been found. 50,000 tests by HealGen arrived in the island earlier this month, brought over with the help of a Jersey businessman based in the US. The number of children having their measles vaccine has fallen in Guernsey recently. Health officials are urging parents to make sure their children are all up to date to protect them from other illnesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Jersey's government has exposed itself to further financial damage because of poor insurance arrangements, according to a report out today. It's exposed a lack of governance and oversight, as well as the absence of a robust process to identify existing and emerging risks for which insurance would be necessary. That's the latest, but there's more on all of today's news at bailiwickexpress.com. Your weather, and it's looking fairly sunny for the rest of this week, but a few showers are on the way with a top temperature of 16 degrees. Bailiwick Radio News, sponsored by IQ.
IQ, the Channel Islands only official Apple premium reseller. See their full range of Mac notebooks and desktops. IQ, your local Apple expert. Liberty Wharf, Jersey, and High Street, Guernsey.